And so we roll around again to the end of another week in the summer of 2026. Friday, a little bit after 5 p.m., time for American at Radio on 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York. I'm Tom Ryan. With me, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales-Ryan, here as always. And today we are about to end a series that we've been running now for the better part of a half year. An entire series that was due to the music of Pink Floyd, their career from the very beginning. And now we are about to cover the very end. So this was a condensed look at the creative output of Pink Floyd, admittedly. If it wasn't, it would be maybe 3 or 4 years to do this properly. Not only as a band, but also as solo artists, because we covered both ends of it. And perhaps condensed is an inappropriate adjective, considering that it took 23 shows to cover as much as we did. But in retrospect, I feel that we could have easily done more. I am quite aware that the stylistic shifts and the pure variety of music that came from Pink Floyd and the individual members sometimes felt as though we were maybe grasping at straws at times. Because if you're a Pink Floyd fan and you're basically basing it all upon the traditional albums that are well known, the number one big hits, you might be very surprised by what some of the other projects were that we were covering. And so I know that it was also a bit tough when discussing the personality of Roger Waters. But in my heart of hearts, I really believe this. I believe that his final true solo album, meaning an album that consists exclusively of music that he had written for himself to release individually. So original material, his final, and this is his fourth and final solo album. It justifies pretty much every troubling thing that he has ever said. I mean, I found that there were times when I was really like concerned about Roger Waters and his like what seemed to be like a meanness about him. But at this today, in short, I have to say I'm stunned and amazed by the emotional beauty of Roger's true solo masterpiece. It's the album entitled, Is This the Life We Really Want? So from here on out, we are on our own to answer that question. So I'm going to play a good number of tracks from that album because I find it to be the best thing that Pink Floyd has done since the millennium. And we'll also touch on the most recent David Gilmour solo album. And if we have time, we'll even squeeze in a couple of things that Roger did subsequently. You could call it another studio album, but it was really just a reworking of The Dark Side of the Moon, entitled The Dark Side of the Moon Redux. So we'll start with Is This Is the Life. It's Roger Waters, produced by Nigel Godrich, who was the producer for Radiohead. And we could talk about that a little bit, but I want you to get the feel of this because this is Roger being as earnest as he can possibly be about how he feels about politics, how he feels about how human beings can be so unkind to each other, not just unkind, but murderous. And we've become inured to it. It's almost like we consider it normal when children are bombed and we don't think twice. And he wrote that before the war that just started earlier this year. I mean, this album dates from 2017, so there's parts of it that are almost like he's predicting the future in some ways. The first track I want to play, we'll play two back to back. The first song is called Broken Bones, and we'll let that segue into the title track called Is This the Life We Really Want?
Sometimes I stare at the night sky, see them stars a billion light years away, and it makes me feel small like a bug on a wall. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Thank you. two was over. Though the slate was never wiped clean, we could have picked over them broken bones. We could have been free, but we chose to adhere to abundance. We chose the American dream. And all mysteries, liberty,
as an example, your CNN. I mean, it's story after story after story is bad. I won. And the other thing, chaos. There's zero chaos. We are running. This is a fine-tuned machine.
Thank you.
caviar in fancy bars and subprime loans and broken homes. Is this the life? Succeed. We still need others to fail. Fear. Fear drives the mills of modern man. Fear keeps us all in.
That's the way it ends because, well, there's a couple of other songs that would have continued as they blend together. The next track would have been called Bird in a Gale. This is music that you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. I can promise you that almost. I mean, because Roger is, he's like Heidi said, he's a bit potty mouthed. But I mean, there's a reason for it. I mean, he's being incredibly honest and angry and making a point. He's very, deeply reflective on this album. Now, last week we played three of the most commercial songs from this album, Is This the Life We Really Want?, that were taken from his live album that was released subsequent to this studio album that actually followed this album. And yes, I did play with the chronology a bit last week and this week deliberately because I wanted to end the show with this because I think this really is the best way to really show where Roger had more or less decided to end what he was trying to do, getting old and making a statement as harshly and as directly as he possibly could on this album. And it's, like I said, it's rather stunning. As mentioned, it's produced by Nigel Godrich. He had worked with Rogers on his live album, the live version of The Wall, and they had gotten along really well. And Godrich was a big fan of Pink Floyd, but he also told Roger Waters that he found that his solo work to be unlistenable, quote unquote. But he also was reassured that Waters still had it when he heard these songs. He's like, oh my God, here's the man who's producing Radiohead. And this album sounds very much like Heidi said, it's, to me, it sounds a lot like a Radiohead album in its production. There's a lot of really powerful emotion that's in this, all over this. So let's pick it up with another track. I've got three more I want to play from this album. Maybe actually four. We'll play one track now called, and this is so moving, it's called The Most Beautiful Girl.
She may well have been the most beautiful girl in the world. Her life snuffed out like a bulldozer crushing a pearl. The secret committee deep in its lair, conveniently far from the cold desert air, puts a tick in a box, turns a key in a lock to loosen the bonds in her hair. Sleep if you can, wrapped safe in your cloak. The tumble down twilight, Havana smoke caught in your throat. Mistress Liberty's dance held you in its trance. Her bosoms were loaded with nectar and lances. Well, boy, she said, you have broken the trust. Hold on to that stick if you must.
Changing the girl.
the children you save. I'm the promise you made. I'm the woman you crave. So hold on, I'm coming home.
Hold on, I'm coming
to me. What makes this all so beautiful is it's almost clairvoyant that Roger could have done this. This album came out in 2017. That was before the Palestinian massacre, before the Iranian disaster of a war that we are in now. And what he's trying to say is that when things like that happen, and when we as citizens accept it, incredibly beautiful people, or incredibly kind people, or incredibly innocent people die. That's really all that he's saying. I don't care where your politics are. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what is your humanity? It's impossible to see all of that and say, oh, well, stuff happens. And that's Roger's point. And that's also why he sounds incredibly sad, like breaking his heart, and yet he's dying on the inside and angry on the outside, and he's balancing it somehow. Got three more to play in a row, and it more or less goes to the more beautiful side of humanity, women that he has loved and such, and those who were basically murdered by war. The first track is amazingly beautiful. It's just called Wait for Her. And that'll segue into a shorter song called Oceans Apart. And we'll end with Part of Me Died.
Glass inlaid with gemstones on a pool around the evening, among the perfumed roses, wait for her. With the patience of a pack horse, loaded for the mountains, like a stoic noble prince, wait. With seven pillows laid out on the stair, the scent of woman's incense fills the air. Be calm and wait for her. And do not flush the sparrows that are nesting in her braids. All along the barricades, wait for her. She comes soon, wait for her. Serve her water before wine. Do not touch her hand. Let your fingertips rest at her command. Speak softly as a flute would to a fearful violin. Breathe out, breathe in.
Listening to 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York. That is envious, cold-hearted and devious, greedy, mischievous, global colonial, bloodthirsty, blind, mindless and cheap, focused on borders and slaughter and sheep, burning our books, bulldozing of homes, given to targeted killing with drones, lethal injections, arrest without trial. Monocular vision, gangrene and slime, unction, sarcasm, common assault, self-satisfied, heroic killers lifted on high. Piracy adverts, acid attacks on women by bullies, perverts and hacks, the rigging of ballots and the buying of power. From the pulpit, rape in the shower, mute, indifferent, feeling no shame, portly, important, leering, deranged. Sat in the corner, watching TV, deaf to the cries of children in pain, dead to the world, just watching again. Watching endless repeats out of sight, out of mind. Silence, indifference, the ultimate crime. But when I met you, that part of me died. Bring me a bowl to bathe her feet in. there it is. I will admit, the first time I heard this album, I started to tear up. Really, really got to me. I mean, the songs essentially, you can feel it. It's about when the most beautiful person you've ever known is blown to bits, perhaps by a wayward bomb. And you, how much you miss them. What Roger said about the album was, the concerns I have with that central question, why are we killing the children, are still there. I'm still deeply concerned that we're killing children all over the world with hardly a second thought, because we've become so insensitive to the idea of every time the curtain falls on some forgotten life, it is because we stood by silent and indifferent. It's normal. I'm quoting from the record now, and unfortunately, it has become normal. We have normalized the death of the innocent. And that's what makes this album so powerful. All right. Now, it's impossible to top that. And poor David Gilmour, who was making some pretty excellent albums, doesn't really worry too much about the politics and on his most recent album. His fifth studio album, which was released in September of 2024, is called Luck and Strange. And it's good. The thing about it for me is that it has a little bit like a middle of the road sort of a feel to it on a lot of the tracks. And after the intensity of the emotion of what Roger is able to convey, it seems like it's a totally different thing. Like, it's hard to believe that these two men were even working together in the same band, because they seem miles apart at this point. But like I said, the album's called Luck and Strange, and we will play the title song, from David Gilmour. Here's Luck and Strange.
Yeah. like the time to be born. Six string monsters of an expanding universe. It was a high time to be shown, soaring and free from the bounds of the earth. But let's hope it's not just luck and strange. A one-off peaceful golden age. There's a dark thought in the dark.
Since we're discussing Pink Floyd, I think it's worthy of noting that the keyboard playing on the track we just heard, the title track, Luck and Strange, is none other than Richard Wright, the keyboardist of Pink Floyd. Even though he had passed away in the year 2008, they had that recording and they were able to write the song around what he had done, the work he had done. We'll play one more track from this album, and then we're going to be able to say goodbye to Pink Floyd for a whole new series next week. But this track from the same album, Luck and Strange, is entitled The Piper's Call by David Gilmour.
Take these binds everlasting, can't undo that voodoo that you do, and the knots that we fasten will not work themselves loose. Whatever takes, steer clear of the snakes. The road to hell is paved with gold, they'll tell you. All the
that's certainly going to be the newest album and the final album, I'm almost certain, from David Gilmour. Came released in September of 2024, not quite 2 years old yet. And his third number one album in the UK. So still a huge star there. I don't think the album's got quite the same recognition here in America. But we end with something that is really almost remarkably prescient that Roger did. He decided to redo The Dark Side of the Moon, which is such a strange thing to do that when I first heard about it, I was almost determined to say, I'm not going to do that. That's just ridiculous. It's like me thinking that Roger is being Roger and that he's just doing things that are crazy that really don't make all that much sense. But I realized that on his most recent work, as you might have noticed, he stopped yelling or howling his lyrics like he did on The Wall, just for one example. I mean, obviously, when he was younger, he had a very strong voice that he would use. You always knew it was him if the singer was yelling. But he calmed it down a lot to the point where he talks in a whisper. And maybe it's just because, you know, he's 80 now. That's, you know, there's a big difference. You know, you just change a little bit. And what his quote is, we were so young when we made the original. And when you look at the world around us, clearly the message we were sending hadn't stuck. That's why I started to consider what the wisdom of an 80-year-old could bring to a reimagined version. So basically what we're going to hear is The Dark Side of the Moon Redux, which is a much more mellow version of it musically, with Roger whispering the lyrics and also talking to us about maybe what he was thinking about the songs and what they mean to him now. So I can at least give you a piece of what it was like to hear the opening of it, because that's all we have time for, the opening segment of Speak to Me, and then the song Breathe, and that will be it. That's the end of our Pink Floyd series. Start a whole new one next week, something completely different. We're going to start looking deeply into the music and some of the stories about the life of Billie Holiday. I'm looking forward to that. Something that our generation probably doesn't know much about, including me. So it's a beautiful thing to learn. So hope you can join us next Friday for something completely different. Meanwhile, here's The Dark Side of the Moon Redux as redone by Roger Waters.
Memories of a man in his old age are the deeds of a man in his prime. You shuffle in the gloom of the sick room and talk to yourself as you die. For life is a short, warm moment, and death is a long, cold rest. You get your chance to try in the twinkling of an eye. 80 years with luck, or even less. So all aboard for the American tour, and maybe you'll make it to the top. I can tell you, 'cause I know, you may find it hard to get off.